Over my 40-plus year journey in baseball, I've had the privilege of interviewing over 1,000 current and former Major League Baseball players. I've had the opportunity to interview 20 of the 263 players currently enshrined in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. I will be sharing these interviews with you one by one. Stay tuned. Enjoy this Hall of Fame interview. And know there's Yankee history, Yankees mystique, and they're the legends of the game. And you can never forget Mr. October himself, Reggie Jackson, who, on the greatest stage of all, made his work known. Mr. October, Reggie Jackson, and the coach.
How are we doing today?
I'm good. How are you? Coach?
The coach.
I got the Hall of Fame himself here, Mr. October. And, you know, you have a very long itinerary for baseball. What are some of your fondest memories when you think back of your career?
Oh, wow. Oh, man. That's a pretty big deal there. I've been around the game for 40-some years. You know, so it's whether I played my first All-Star game or signed my first contract in 66. Meeting Willie Mays and seeing Henry Aaron and seeing McCovey and Gibson and Koufax and getting to the Hall of Fame. Enjoying the games with my dad and having my dad fly in to see me play in different places. Spending time with him and brothers and sisters and family and great relationships I've made. And appreciation from the fans and being successful with great teams. The Yankees and the Oakland A's. You know, I just have so many memories there. They're all good. I have very, very few, not very many bad memories at all.
And you had such longevity in the game. What do you count for your longevity?
God-given talent, good genes, family support from God. Good organizations I played in, like Oakland, of course, the owner of the team there, Charlie Finley, who's from the Chicago area, LaPorte, Indiana, playing with the New York Yankees under the Steinbrenner family. I've had a wonderful time and been very fortunate.
You know, I coached college ball and I scouted for 5 major league teams, and they always said that this was a man playing a kid's game. I mean, can you elaborate on how much fun it can be?
Not really. It's just enjoyable. It's fun. It's a pleasure. I can't tell you how much fun it was for me and tell someone else what that means or whatever. But it's, you know, it's just a wonderful opportunity. Great thing to be able to do. Mm-hmm. You know, play baseball and get paid. Mm-hmm. Now I watch games and get paid. So I still got it going. I'm still on scholarship.
And you know, as Mr. October, I mean, the history books will ever remember Reggie Jackson. How does it make you feel to be in the Hall of Fame?
It's a great feeling. It's a wonderful feeling, especially when you go there and you see all the guys in the fraternity, like Mays and Aaron and Gibson, Marichal, and Bench and Seaver, you know, Red Chaney, Stan the Man, you know, it's Yogi and Whitey. I've seen Mickey there and Ted Williams, so it's, you know, even the guys that have passed away, Warren Spahn, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful place to go and spend time and visit and share memories and moments.
How often do you communicate with these guys?
I see the guys a lot. I see Koufax a couple of times a year, certainly see him at the Hall of Fame. I see Mays around, I see Hammer and Hank around. You know, I see Fergie Jenkins from time to time, whether it be golf tournaments or whatever. Kaline and Bench and Morgan and Seaver and the guys. It's neat. It's a wonderful thing.
Just this one last question. When you think about your major league career, when you first made it to the big leagues, got that call up and walked in the locker room and saw your uniform, what was that feeling like?
I don't know, dude. It was one of excitement,
yeah.
You know, one of nervousness,
yeah.
You know, are you going to be able to make it? You know, my first time I got called up was in June of 67, and I got sent back to the minors about a month later. I didn't make it.
Yeah.
So I was scared and nervous. I remember going up to the big leagues, and I remember going back to the minor leagues. So it's all good, you know, like Kellogg's, K-E-L-L-O-double good.
The coach with the Hall of Famer and a legend, Mr. October, Reggie Jackson.
And as a reminder, I have written a book, The Diary of a Coach / Former Major League Scout, covering my 40 years in baseball. I just can't tell it all. Purchase your copy online at thediaryofacoach.com. That's thediaryofacoach.com.